This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. MIBiz recently examined the state of the craft beverage industry in West Michigan. Coming up, staff writer Nick Manis joins us to discuss where things stand and the challenges that craft brewers and potential new brewers face. But first,
five people were killed in Kalamazoo Tuesday night doing something seemingly ordinary and even healthy. A group of bicycle riders were struck by a pickup truck near Mark and Glenn Park around 6:30. In addition to the five people killed, another four bicyclists were injured in the crash. We're going to get some reaction from the bicycle riding community in the Kalamazoo area. Renee Mitchell is the president, and John Olbrot is the vice president of the Kalamazoo Bicycle Club. Thank you both for being here on a tough day.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Thank you, Gordon.
And I want to note before we begin, we are speaking on Wednesday afternoon, so there may be some details that don't come up in our conversation. People may wonder why. That's because we're recording Wednesday, and there could be additional news by the time they actually hear the interview. Let's begin by having you tell people a little bit about your organization. What is the Kalamazoo Bicycle Club?
The Kalamazoo Bicycle Club has been around since the 1970s, and our focus is for advocacy, education, and to promote bicycling in our area. We get together and do group rides on a weekly basis during the riding months of the year, and we do advocacy in our area. We have some members that are really strong in that, and we appreciate their efforts, and we also have educational opportunities for the community.
The riding months of the year would be?
March through October. Correct me if I'm wrong, Don.
That would be correct. Yeah. And, of course, there is a contingent of more hardcore riders that will do it whenever.
Yep, in the wintertime there are. They got the fat tire bikes out these days.
So if you could tell me what you thought when you heard about the events of Tuesday night when there was this horrible accident involving a pickup truck and then this group of nine bicycle riders.
It was heartbreaking, just not knowing who the group was for a very long time. And it just, the visual of what was explained was just heart-wrenching.
You start hearing this, it's very sketchy. I was first made aware of it via a text from someone. And it's, denial. It's, I want to say, no, this didn't happen as long as I can until, the evidence becomes irrefutable. And then it's, the reality of it starts to sink in a little bit. And it's incredible.
Our hearts and thoughts and prayers go out to the families and friends of those involved.
Is it common for there to be a group like this? It was nine people riding bikes together mm-hmm. along this one path. Is that a fairly common thing throughout Kalamazoo that people kind of get together a certain set time of the week and do this together?
Yes. Yeah. The Kalamazoo Bicycle Club has a number of group rides that go out during the week. This was not a part of one of our regular scheduled club rides, but there are other groups in the area that do get together and go out on group rides.
Is this a place, that spot along West Edge Avenue near the Nature Center and Mark and Glenn Park, that people, as far as you know, kind of like to ride bikes? Is it a popular place?
I believe it is.
Yeah, I would say it is. It's a good stretch of road. It's been resurfaced a couple of times in the last few years. It has a nice roll to it, which for the more enthusiasts of the cycling community is a nice little challenge. Visibility is good. The road is wide. There is a shoulder there, and it's a nice place to ride. And it's one of the few places getting north out of Kalamazoo. So it tends to get used quite a bit.
So is there anything that you would want people who normally do ride bikes, whether they're in a group or maybe just on their own, perhaps they use it to get to the store or something that you would want them to hear this news and think about in terms of their own safety out there?
As far as this incident, I don't know. I have nothing to say relative to how you could prevent this. I have nothing to say relative to that. But in a general sense, there are some basic rules that anybody who gets on a bicycle should follow. And one of them is be visible. You want people to be able to see you. You want to be predictable. If you're riding down the road or the sidewalk or the bicycle path and there are other people there, if they're seeing you, they need to know what you're going to do next. So no surprises.
And there's also additional things you can do by putting lights on your bikes, making sure they're very visible from the rear and the front. And you know, you always want to make sure you wear a helmet, but even using mirrors to see those cars coming up from behind you can also be helpful. And just to be aware of your surroundings at all times. When you're out there cycling, you're very vulnerable to those motorists, and it's important just to be aware of everything that's going on around you. And sometimes when you're in a group of people, you get chatting and you can, you know, kind of be deterred from those things around you, but it's important to stay focused.
And based on what we know, again, speaking Wednesday afternoon, it seems that the people riding in this group had taken the sort of precautions mm-hmm. that John spelled out there of, you know, they were visible, they were not weaving all over the road. It seems that they were the wrong place, wrong time.
Right.
I would agree. And, you know, a couple of other quick things is, you know, keep your bike in good mechanical condition. You know, you only got two wheels. You don't want one falling off. And another thing is, whenever, if you are ever in a situation that you are not comfortable in, whether that's because of traffic, because of the road conditions, because of the weather, because of other riders, feel, you know, do not defer from stopping what you're doing and leaving. You know, you don't have to go on. You know, you can walk away if you have to. But if you have a feeling that this is a dangerous situation and you're not comfortable in it, leave.
Obviously, you know, the person who was driving this car, by all reports, was driving very erratically. So far, we haven't, as of this afternoon, received confirmation as to whether or not he was actually under the influence of alcohol, which is widely speculated upon. But let's kind of remove that for the moment here when we're talking about the issue of bicycle safety. When someone in a car, assuming that they are paying attention and that they are following the rules of the road themselves, they come upon someone who is riding a bike, what should that person in the car be doing?
Well, definitely slowing down, first of all. You know, they should slow down, and they too should check their surroundings and then make sure that it's safe to pass the bicyclists at a minimum of 3 feet, hopefully more. And then, you know, making sure when there's room to go back in ahead of the cyclist. But for the most part, slowing down and then passing, going across into the other lane and passing.
Is that done often enough? I mean, when people are out there riding, do they have reason to be concerned about their safety on any given day in Kalamazoo or anywhere else for that matter?
Yes. Yeah. Cars do not abide by that. Now, there are some that do. There are some that will slow down and they'll wait. You know, if cyclists are going up a hill, I've had many cars just wait behind me as I'm pedaling up the hill. And when I get to the top and get over and they do get a safe passing area and pass me, I always give a wave and a smile and thank them. And I think that's important for cyclists to always remember that when those motorists out there are being considerate, that we need to make sure we show our appreciation to them.
Are the roads and streets in Kalamazoo, for the most part, bicycle friendly?
The roads and streets in Kalamazoo, has a wealth of good cycling. Could it be better? Yes. You know, there are some roads that do need to be avoided just because of the condition. But for the most part, it's a very good cycling community. Within Kalamazoo, no matter where you live, you're a pretty short ride from really being out in the country. And on country roads, in low traffic conditions, which is really kind of a special thing to be able to say. So, I mean, are there issues with road conditions and, you know, repairs and, you know, other things that could lend itself to cycling? Certainly, there's a lot that could be done. But as it stands right now, there's an awful lot out there that's very good to ride on.
Could it be made more so? I mean, you mentioned some things, but, I mean, if there were sort of a list of improvements that someone called up, you know, the Kalamazoo Bicycle Club and said, hey, what can we do? What would be the suggestions that you might make?
Well, I think you want to be conscious of the width of the roadway. If you, as you're designing the motorway, the entire motorway, just not just the road surface, you know, keep in mind not only bicycles but pedestrians and any other users for that space. Make sure there's enough room. Make sure that it's marked appropriately.
And also filling potholes that come up in the roads, as well as rough roads that get really rough. A lot of times that cause cyclists to kind of move into the lane and black motorists a little bit more because they're trying to avoid those bumps because those can be damaging to their bikes and tires and cause crashes to bicyclists.
John, you mentioned a little while ago the idea that kind of low traffic, more wide open areas are, you know, that most people in Kalamazoo are not too far from that. Is that what you would describe as sort of the ideal place to ride a bike, somewhere where you know you probably won't get a lot of traffic? Of course, there's never any guarantee. And someplace with a, you know, a wide road, a fair amount of space to maneuver?
Yeah, that would be ideal. To have room for all vehicles. Yeah, most motorists, I think, do give pretty good leeway to cyclists on the road. But sometimes the road itself can make that a little difficult. So if there, again, when the roads are being designed, and I understand you can't always do that because of right-of-ways and other legal issues, but where it's possible, if they could spread that lane out and keep in mind that, you know, others will be using it besides just cars, I think that would be very helpful.
Is there sort of a sense of loss amongst people who are bicycle enthusiasts when something like this happens? When somebody is lost while they're in the act of riding a bicycle, is there a sense of loss that comes with that?
Definitely.
Absolutely.
You can, because it could happen to anybody. And, you know, we've heard just a lot of, you know, chatter back and forth, emails and comments on Facebook and stuff, just everyone is heartbroken. And we've gotten so many responses from people across the country, and they're just feeling for Kalamazoo. You know, when it's the second news story on a national TV show, you know it's big. When I saw that this morning, it just hit me. So it affects everybody.
It's a community of like-minded individuals that go out there doing something they enjoy. And people come from all different walks of life, different backgrounds, but they get on a bicycle and they ride together and they enjoy each other's company. Mm-hmm. And so there is a community, whether the people, you know each other or not. And when that community, something like this happens, it affects all of us and it affects us deeply, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Cycling is a passion. You know, and when you get it, you get it. And and it's a passion that, you know, these groups that bike together share. And it's touches us all.
Is there some hope maybe amongst people in a group like yours that when there is a tragedy like this, that maybe it gets us talking a little more about the issues surrounding it? You know, obviously bicycle safety, how drivers treat bicyclists, and maybe even a little bit beyond that, you know, the issues of perhaps distracted driving or driving under the influence, if that turns out to be a factor in this. Is that kind of the hope that this does generate a little more conversation about those issues?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that we have to look for, we have to hope. And it's a tragedy of this magnitude and this nature. I mean, we have to hope that some good comes out of it. And if the good that comes out of this is to help ensure that this doesn't happen to someone else, I mean, that's all we can hope for.
It's always a wake-up call, too, to some of us that, you know, could take being on those roads and groups for granted, you know, that it could happen, and it could happen to anyone.
There was recently a ride of silence to honor people who had been killed in bike accidents. You know, does that sort of thing, is it relatively common, or is it still, you know, the you know, even one person riding by themselves, you know, in you know, particular circumstances, is it still a very unusual event when someone is killed on the road riding a bicycle?
I think it's pretty unusual. As you're saying that, I'm trying to think. I mean, I know there was an instance where a rider passed away on a ride within the last few years, but that was a medical condition. So that's that. In this community, I don't remember another cyclist.
I mean, it does happen, but not to the magnitude of this incident. You know, when you have a group of nine, when all of them were down, got down, you know, ran over on their bikes, and then five killed. I mean, that's, I think in the nation, that's not something that happens.
I think because of our affiliation with the club, we see a lot of, you know, news stories that maybe don't get a lot of play in the mainstream just because of our affiliation with cycling and the bike club. So we see it, and it's not uncommon to have this happen, but not to this magnitude.
Renee, you noted a while ago that people who are into cycling are really into it.
Mm-hmm.
Does something like this change that at all, do you think, for anybody out there? Or, are the people who are committed to cycling just as committed to it today as they were yesterday?
I believe they'll be just as committed. And it may, it will break their hearts. But you got to get back up, in time. They'll be back on their bikes. And good will come, if it's more awareness.
Would you like to see something in particular done amongst the bike riding community for these people? I know that there's something planned for Wednesday night. Would you like to see maybe something more ongoing for the victims of this?
Yes. Yep. What that entails, I don't know as of yet, but it's something that we are looking into.
Renee Mitchell and John Olbratt, thank you very much for your time.
Oh, thanks for letting us be here, Gordon.
Renee Mitchell is the president and John Olbratt the vice president of the Kalamazoo Bicycle Club. I spoke with Renee Mitchell and John Olbratt yesterday afternoon. The names of the five bicyclists killed in Tuesday's crash have since been released. 53-year-old Deborah Ann Bradley, 42-year-old Melissa Ann Fevig Hughes, and 56-year-old Suzanne Jones Sipple, all of Augusta, along with 73-year-old Tony Nelson and 74-year-old Larry Pollock, both of Kalamazoo, were killed on Tuesday. Four other people were injured and they remain hospitalized. Three of them are listed in serious condition and one in fair condition.